Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
To be politically correct, should we call it reverse cow person now?
9.
There's nothing better than Minnesota fans in the South because they say Vikings.
Page.
So if a girl tells you maybe, we'll see, she's saying no, but she doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
And Fat Boy.
The fact that we still have geese here at the radio station tells me one thing. They must really love to eat cigarette butts.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute Rock Blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! All right. You ready to bring her back?
Hell yeah.
All right. You still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
All right. We're going to call up your ex-boyfriend, and I don't even know what the correct grammar is for this. Nine, help me.
What are you looking for?
What is she about to do?
Man, I think she's about to cement the breakup in case he's – and she seems to think he's having thoughts about wanting to get back – trying to move down here and get back together, and she's about to put a stop to that.
The kibosh?
Kibosh almost said that. Good word.
Thank you. All right, we're going to dial the number. Now, remember the way we do Truth and Consequences, Lee, is that when he – I want to say your name the way people in my family say it.
Lee.
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 Lee, we're going to call your boyfriend when he answers – or your ex, pardon me. We're going to dial his number. When he answers, we will not speak. You will be on the radio, but he will not be aware of that. And once you say everything, we'll jump on the call at the end. Legally, we have to. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Breakup part deux.
Part deux.
The sequel.
All right. Truth and Consequences. Also, she's not doing this for a prize or anything.
No.
This is just for her own well-being.
Just to crush this man.
It's going to happen.
Good morning. This is Stefan.
Hey, it's Lee.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up? I didn't expect to hear from you today.
Well, surprise. Yeah, I just need to talk to you for a few minutes. Do you have some time?
I guess. I'm a little busy right now, but, you know, I always have... I just got time for you.
I just want to talk to you about that job offer that you said you got down here, you know, and, like, trying to move down here.
Yeah. Yeah, what about it? I actually haven't heard back from them yet, but it should be this week or maybe next week at the latest because of the holiday. I mean, according to what the HR lady told me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that you should take it.
Okay. I mean, why not?
Look, stop. Like, I don't really know how to say this, so I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't think you need to move down here to take this job because you think that we can get back together. I don't want to do that, and that's not going to happen. And I'm really sorry that you thought that that could happen. And honestly, that's my fault for letting you think that.
I mean, I feel like a real dumbass right now, you know? I mean, I don't even know what to say.
no, Steph, like, no, like, you're not a dumbass. I'm a dumbass because I didn't tell you the entire truth about why I broke up with you.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a little mad, though, right now. I mean, we were together for 3 years. I mean, we broke up only a year ago, and you said it was just because the Charlotte's too far away. And so, you know, I'm kind of spending this whole year thinking that, you know, I still have a chance with us. And, yeah, I'm a dumbass right now.
No, like, you didn't do anything wrong. I did. This is all on me. Like, all you did was keep hoping for something that you thought was real, even though it wasn't. And that's why I'm the dumbass, if anyone is the dumbass here.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue with that, but I'm still feel stupid enough to let you lead me on after you broke up with me. I mean, I get it now, I guess. I mean, I totally get it now. I mean, I understand. I just kind of wish you would have told me the truth a year ago, maybe?
Yeah, me too.
I mean, so I guess I should just be thanking you for coming clean at the last possible minute to keep me from moving to Charlotte for absolutely no reason at all?
No, I'm not looking for you to thank me. Like, you should probably be mad at me, but not as mad as you should be if I had let you move 800 miles from your home because you thought that there was a chance that we could still get back together.
Well, I mean, are you breaking up with me twice because you just couldn't do it right the first time?
Okay, that isn't totally fair. You know, I mean, we did break up, so you have a little bit of responsibility in this for keeping it alive in your mind for a year after it was over. Like, that isn't exactly healthy, you know?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you basically made it seem like the only problem was the fact that the distance. And if the distance wasn't the issue, like, you know, why wouldn't we still be together? Why?
I know. I admitted to that. I didn't tell you everything when we broke up. But I haven't been leading you on like I still wanted to be with you for a year, you know? Like, I've just been your friend, and you took it all the wrong way.
Okay. So you called me to apologize, break up with me again, and then blame me for it. Okay, am I getting this exactly right?
No, what if I told you you're a contestant on Guess That Dumbass?
Yeah!
Hey, good morning, Stefan. Steven?
That wouldn't be true, Matt.
Stefan, we're live on the radio right now down here in Greenville, South Carolina. Truth and Consequences.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Hey!
So you called me to apologize and you break up with me again, then you blame me for it, and then you do it on a radio show just for good measure?
Radio show.
Well, it looks bad when you say it like that.
It's not really a game called Who's the... I just said that because you both were saying, hey, I'm the dumbass. No, you're the dumbass. We're both dumbasses. No, you know. It's not a real game. This is a real call. The whole thing's been broadcast on the air.
That's the truth.
I think compile this into one statement. Lee doesn't want you to move here because she feels as though you are still holding on to a future with her, as you've just now pointed out.
Yeah.
She's not being mean.
Well, yeah.
Some would say.
I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm actually at a loss for words. You called the radio station.
Email.
To put me through this again, like, publicly? Like, what is the point of that?
Because it kind of, I think she will say, and I think many will say, that it schedules it to be done. She's been wanting to call you and tell you this for a little while now.
She says she lacked the courage to tell you this, so she had to put her feet to the fire and do it this way. Well, you don't know anybody in Greenville, man.
Charlotte?
Probably.
Well, I mean, well, way to hammer the point home, Lee. You know, I absolutely get it now.
That's good.
Who's crying? Yeah. I heard a sob. And I didn't mean son of a bitch. I meant SOB. Who's gone? She's gone.
He hung up.
Oh.
Lee. Yeah, I'm still here. He hung up.
Yeah.
Nobody can really be surprised, right?
You're an awful girlfriend.
Well, they broke up a year ago. I'm not supposed to be a good girlfriend a year after you break up.
For those people that are texting in 72341, the CVM text line, how else would you have done this? I mean, okay, maybe not on the radio. But again, the reason people do Truth and Consequences, they wanted to say something or admit something or whatever and just never did it. And like she pointed out, it schedules it. And people know if they show us that we publicly ridicule them on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's like right now you feel a there has to be a sense of relief. You probably feel bad for his feelings, but you have to feel relieved right now, Lee.
I feel a lot of relief. Like, I do feel bad. I know, I can tell, like, he's really hurt right now. You know, I know him, but yeah, I'm glad I did it. I, you know, I should have just done this in the first place, like the first time I broke up with him.
Let me tell you what you do. When we hang up, you take your phone out and contacts list and delete his number out, or maybe add him to a block list first. But
I don't know if y'all can still be friends now.
So you do it again next year?
No, later on she's going to feel remorseful, like, oh, I did this right around the holidays and it's December 1st and blah, blah, blah. And you're going to text him and say, I'm sorry I handled this, or I hope your feelings aren't going to hurt, and it reopens that book.
Yeah, in his mind, it'll reopen it again if you do that. So you'd just be torturing the poor sap at that point.
Don't call him a sap.
It's already
a
pandemic.
You heard the call.
You make me think of pancake.
Oh.
Syrup.
Pancake sap?
Yeah.
Maple sap?
All right.
That's what it is.
Next Christmas, she's going to be like, I just want to make sure you know we're broken up, right? You know, like, nothing's going to happen.
Send him a Christmas card
every
year.
You guys, that was the point of emailing you, is like to do this so that it doesn't get prolonged and I didn't keep dragging, because I know I dragged this out way too long.
Right.
So thank you for like helping me to like do something that I should have done a year ago, you know, but at least it's done now.
Let me ask you one final question in closing. Well, actually two. One, I'd like to get an update from you first of the year to see if you made it through the holidays without talking to Stefan. And then the other question that I had for you is, Nine, what was my second question?
I don't remember.
Second question was, have you now that you're in Charlotte, you've been there a little while, have you met somebody else? Because that's one thing I was thinking, is you needed to officially put the nail in the coffin, because you didn't want him to move here and find out that you're with someone else.
No, okay. I'm not with anyone else. Like, I'm open to meeting someone eventually, but I'm not with anyone. That's not why I did this. I just did it because it's the right thing, and I was feeling guilty and just, you know, like, this was a bad situation that was going to get worse if he moved down here. Like, I had to do this.
Good answer. All right. First of the year, your first New Year's resolution is to call the Rise Guys and give them an update, okay?
I can't wait to talk to you guys again. I seriously love you guys and listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Lee. Very sweet. You may hear that in a future commercial. Thank you so much. Have a good morning. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thanks.
You know, I often say this, got to be tough being a foreigner to move here and learn the language, because I'm looking at the way she spells Lee. And you think of how a horse would neigh.
Yeah.
Or
it's not lay.
Or slay.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's not Lay. But if you put an S in front of Lee,
yeah,
it's Slay.
It's Slay.
It's tough to learn this language.
It's very difficult.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
1-800-774-0093. There's a familiar name. It's P1 Looper. Super Looper.
Good morning.
How it is?
It is good.
It is good.
I have a question.
Nine wants to know if you want to do it.
Anything.
No, I don't want to do it, Nine. But
you're sounding as bad as Daniel Robbins right now, Skull. I don't know if you heard that earlier.
Is it really that bad? Am I cutting in and out?
Well, now that's mean to say about Daniel Robbins. What do you mean that bad?
Party man, yeah, Dan.
His was a great call.
It was the best call of the morning.
Sorry hearing from him. I don't want to discourage people from calling.
Oh, yes. I encourage that. That was fantastic. I encourage anyone who has never called it as a P1 that you have not met, especially, call in.
It's fun.
Just do it. Yeah. But I actually have some advice I need to get. And I'm in particular interested in what Nine has to say, because he doesn't have children. So I get the kids a Happy Meal the other day from Wendy's, and I get a Baconator for myself, because they were well-behaved. I get home. Claire ends up eating my Baconator. I leave it unattended for 30 minutes.
Take her to the fire department. Leave her.
How do you punish your child for doing that? Because I get it. A Baconator looks great, but...
Why are you asking him?
He doesn't have children, so... What's the proper way to, you know, discipline your child from not eating your Baconator?
Well, Nine does pretend he has kids when a large food order comes in. He's, all right, kids, food's here. I used to do it, too.
That's not true. I lost that sense of shame.
Okay, so we'll go, Nine, if you did have kids and you brought home the food and little Jamie.
Yeah.
That's what your daughter's name would be.
That's a dude's name around here.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
100%. The dudes are named Jamie in the
Elena.
South.
Elena is your daughter, and she ate your Baconator and left you with the tiny little hamburger. What would you do?
How old is this child, Looper?
6, almost 7.
How does a kid? I'm just blown away that a kid that age ate a Baconator, like a whole bag. That's a big sandwich, dude.
Yeah.
This was that was my whole point, because I'm looking at her and I'm like half proud, because I'm like, dang.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what? You just ate that sandwich. You want to look like this when you grow up? Keep it up. Keep it up, smartass. That's what I'd say.
You would show her. Oh, you would say that as yourself.
I would take my shirt off and be like, this is what's going to happen. You keep eating them Baconators.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
So
I might terrify her, though. She may run and scream.
Well, that's the point.
What did you do, though? Like, have you yet to punish her, or is there thoughts to, will I punish her? You're like, hold on, I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail after I call the Rise guys to figure out what to do.
Well, this happened like two weeks ago. I've been thinking about this for a long time. So I talked to her about it. But at the same time, it's like halfway through it, I'm laughing because I'm like realizing, you know, that actually wasn't a bad idea because, you know, it tastes good. I could follow her logic, but.
Damn you for mentioning it, actually.
I don't want one.
Bacon. I'm thinking about bacon. I had bacon last night. I had breakfast for dinner. It's so good.
I walk around with food in my hand, for real. I mean, that might be what you have to start doing. Like, it doesn't go unattended.
Yes.
Always eat it.
Yes.
He carries around a whole bag of sugar. I said, are you doing some kind of experiment for college, for home ec? He's like, no, I just carry this around with
me. I got a utility belt, you know, McNuggets, whatever.
Looper, I think what you should do is 3 weeks it's been now. She doesn't get lunch the rest of the year.
That's a bit harsh. I thought about just getting another one and eating in front of her.
What would you do if I told you that Dave Thomas from Wendy's was on the phone right now and we could ask him?
He's been dead for years.
I wouldn't believe you.
Well, he is dead, but P1 Big Brown is, and he is a parent who has a comment. So let's welcome P1 Big Brown talking to P1.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Now, Big Brown, are you familiar with P1 Looper? He's been on the show hundreds of times.
Millions of times. I think he surpassed my record of calling in last week.
Oh, man.
How the hell are you going to leave a Baconator alone for 30 minutes? That's my question.
Good question.
Yeah, where'd you go? What'd you do?
I think I went to one side of the house.
What do you live in, the Biltmore house?
Just let them go.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be over here working on some other stuff.
We'll get you all on the next Brutally Honest Music Review. We'll save face. No, but so yeah, that's a very good point that Brown has brought up there, Looper. 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean that's a long time.
I mean, if your stomach's that tore up, you shouldn't be eating at all.
Well, no, you got things to do. So I'm going to doing this and doing that.
Baconator.
Well, I guess I should have worked that in, Big Brown. Thank you.
you lose.
I mean, Big makes a good point. When you live with other people, you got to eat that. That's when you got to wrap your arms around that plate and make sure that everybody knows that you got to claim it as yours.
And when you have a dog and you set your food down on the coffee table, which is generally where we will eat our meals, and you run to the kitchen to get and that dog is it? Yes, you cannot punish the dog.
No, you left it
below
with
the knees. Fair game.
Even if you're like, I'm going to go five-knuckle shuffle for a little bit, you still have a Baconator in one hand.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, that's
or you put it in the microwave.
That's
awful. Yeah, you eat the Baconator, and then you five-knuckle shuffle.
Yeah. Yeah. One time, my dog grabbed my roll off the plate. This was a few weeks ago. Not like my belly roll, but my bread roll. Grabbed it off the plate. And, what did I do? I didn't get mad at him. I just tore it in half, and I ate half, and he had the other half.
I get mad. I get so mad.
But you can't.
What kind of roll? If it was a King's Hawaiian, then you can get mad.
No, it wasn't sweet bread, man. We don't eat sweet bread.
It was brown and serve. Big brown and serve.
Big brown and serve. Yeah, Big, I agree with you. That's the way. You should never leave. That's why they do those two-for-one deals, so you have something to eat on the way home. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
It's true. All right, Big Brown, thank you for that. And then P1 Looper, that's the question of the day. Well said.
Yes, it was. Now I want some King's Hawaiian rolls.
All right.
Hawaiian.
Yeah. All right. I detect some slurs in your tongue.
Don't go a little like
Watch
this.
Out. All right, Looper. Yeah, both of you, calm down on the fast food.
I'm telling you.
I'm talking to you and Fat Boy. Oh. All right, Big Brown and Looper. Thank you. Good morning.
All I eat is chili now, man.
P1 Jabroni is Trump. Good morning.
Rise, guys. Guys of the airwaves.
What it is, sir?
How are you guys doing this morning?
You know what? I was just thinking about, oh, I'm so just done with having to buy Christmas and everything's set and in place. And then the Baconator question came in and has turned our world upside down.
Well, my kids didn't eat my food, and it wasn't exactly a Baconator. Mm. It was McDonald's Big Mac. But, again, I was doing the same thing, getting the kids some lunch. And my 9-year-old daughter, which it didn't upset me, but it kind of almost brought a tear to my eye because I guess I finally realized that she's growing up. She didn't want a Happy Meal. She wanted the number one, which was the Big Mac meal. And I said, girl, are you going to eat that big sandwich? And by God, she ate the whole thing.
Really? How old is
the
she?
The whole damn thing. She's 9. God love her.
Oh, yeah, tiny you said that. She's 9.
Tiny little thing, but she ate that burger like a champ.
Hmm. Can she do the ingredients list?
Probably not.
Oh.
She could care less about that.
That's how I always knew what was on there. I was like, no onions, no lettuce, no special sauce.
She didn't want the Happy Meal with the toy. She wanted the number one Big Mac meal and promised me she would eat it. And like I said, it almost brought a tear to my eye because I knew my little girl was growing up.
She's growing up. That's the sign, they say, that is she orders that. Yeah, that's true.
I just thought you guys would enjoy that after.
You're making me feel old. You're making me feel old.
Hey, man. She did the same things. It didn't help me. So.
Yeah. Well, listen, hang in there. It gets worse. I mean, it gets better. It does.
Oh, my God.
Jabroni
is
Trump.
I've got two other daughters, so I know all about it, brother.
Yes, sir. All right, hang in there. It gets better.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas. Love everything you do.
I love you. Thank you. I
hung up on him.
That's how Fat Boy says it back. He just hangs up. Okay. Yeah, I did not know that P1 Smitty's first name is Smith. I had no idea. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, my first name is not Smith. My first name is actually Jeffrey. And it's weird, too. It's J-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. You know, we got that Southern stuff going on.
I'd tell people it was Smith,
like Jeff Hart.
No, that's like Jeff Bodine.
That's my...
People called him... My daddy called him Goof Bodine because he's funny.
I knew a guy who called him Gorf. Gorf Bodine, yeah.
Hey, so this Baconator thing.
Yes, I know.
Looper. Mm-hmm. It's same with Big Brown. You can't leave the Baconator out for 30 minutes. You know, I got 3 boys. You see my boys, I mean, he'll probably put down 2 Baconators. But, you know, I normally try to get the 4 for 4, and, you know, so, I mean, that 4 for 4 is a good bit of food if you get the double stack.
It is.
And,
I mean, 30 minutes is a long time to leave anything unattended.
It is.
Yeah,
I worry about Smitty leaving a Baconator unattended for 30 minutes. I know Smitty likes to eat.
Your bird dog.
Looper will go to Krispy Kreme for hot nows and then get home and let them set for an hour. Makes no sense.
I eat them out the window.
I say,
you
gotta
save
the box.
Half of them on the way home.
I tell them, I say, look, here's my finger. Ring it. Yeah? Throw them on the... Don't need the box.
That dude's taking his pants down.
Yeah. Smithy. Does that sound right? We got to fix your caller ID. It says 2 people's last names on there. It's really weird. I thought you were feeling bad for your mom's maiden name or something. You in the NFL? All right.
Yeah.
Can I start calling you Pity? Pity's funnier.
I think Smitty's trying to get off the phone. Don't
call me late for dinner.
Pity City.
I ain't calling you nowhere, coach.
No, I thought we like to eat, yeah. So.
Hell yeah. Hey. All right, thank you, sir.
My 3-year-old will almost finish the 4 for 4 by himself. Give him about 30 minutes, and he'll my 3-year-old will kill the 4 for 4.
Now I'm so hungry.
All right, if you want to pull forward, we'll have those hot fries out to you in a second, sir. Pity, thank you.
That's awesome.
All right, have a good morning,
guys.
Tickle it, guys. I bought the little coupon book the other day. I don't care about the scholarships. I just want to be. if I'm being honest with you, I don't care that the scholarship money. I'm getting that for $1. That's awesome, dude. I like to think that I've helped a lot of so-called crippled children because I bought all those nut logs over the years. That's what it says.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Jimmy, who do we start with? Where would you like to go?
Man,
we got them all full.
You know, is that Anonymous on there?
Oh, Anonymous always goes first. You're right. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Anonymous girl. Hey, what's up?
Well, I have a situation and I really don't know what to do. So I'm hoping you can, offer some, you got like wisdom, I feel like you can help me out with.
You know what? You might be the first who said that. Really? I didn't have it my senior year. I had to get a tutor. Yeah. I had to get a 90 to graduate. A 90. Oh. And I got a 94. So suck it.
Where'd you go? North Carolina?
Wade-Hampton. So, okay. Well, I appreciate that. Sage advice is what we try to do. We don't necessarily implement it in our own life, but we tell others how to.
Well, that's good, because this is sort of a delicate, it's kind of a delicate issue that I have with my boyfriend, and it's something like, I don't really know how to bring it up with, respect. I want to be respectful, although it's a, I don't know, you might laugh when I tell you what it is, but,
is it political or mask related? That's usually what all the breakups are here lately. Mask or politics?
No, it's actually, it is neither of those, believe it or not.
That's a welcome change.
Thank you for having a problem besides that.
But it is like, it is related to this moment in time with like, you know, people working from home and sort of like whether or not you're quarantined, you're sort of not living a normal life anymore, right? Like, it does connect to that. So, my boyfriend has been taking hygiene less seriously now that, you know, he's not in contact with people all the time, like in more normal times. So showers don't really happen as often, like maybe once or twice a week.
Hmm. What about deodorant? Do you smell any body odors?
Oh, he's going natural. He decided that it's healthier and doesn't want to participate in enormous companies making a profit off of making people smell like chemicals. That's what he's saying.
Still wear
deodorant. I think, is that like a hippie thing? I don't know. He seems like he's going partial hippie.
You might have watched that deodorant documentary on YouTube where people think there's like actual aluminum shavings in their armpits. It's quite convincing, and it has 6 million views on it. But maybe he's depressed.
Really?
That's a big sign of depression. A lot of people. I mean, I'll tell you, I had a therapist tell me that. She said, you know why you're growing that beard? It's because you're depressed and lazy. It's not because you're trying to. She did.
That'd be 200 bucks.
In my mind, I was kind of paying tribute to my dad. She's like, no, you've been moping around for 3 months, and that's why you have a beard now.
Yeah.
I'm not depressed anymore. I just kept it because it looks good and hides my rolls.
Like the beard.
Yeah.
Not cleaning up where you live or yourself is a big sign of depression, major sign of depression.
Yeah.
Laziness usually is because people by nature are not lazy.
Yeah. What has this, so obviously it's, you're saying, how do I, have you mentioned this to him? Has it come up? Because you're saying he's doing it all natural and he's maybe changed his ways of life. So I guess it's come up.
I mean, I've asked him about it very casually, like, so, because he used to, okay, so this is like before all of this, he was like, he was like really into like grooming, I guess is what you call it for a guy. Like he had like the stuff he would put in his hair that smelled nice and will wear cologne and like style his hair a little. You can laugh. It's okay.
I don't laugh at that.
So
at all.
I guess it's like a little more jarring. So I mentioned it to him like, oh, you know, I miss your cologne or something like that. And then he'll go off on this rant of how like, that's just a way for these huge multinational corporations to make money off of people smelling in unnatural ways. He thinks it's natural, I think, what he's doing. But I haven't actually told him, like, look, you stink. Although he does have a distinctive odor. I don't know how do you tell someone that? And he does sometimes have to be at work, and his coworkers have to be noticing, like, but I feel like, you know, they maybe it's not really their job to tell him. It's probably mine. And I don't know.
Nine has some advice, I think, here. At least he was pointing up in the air.
It shouldn't be. I was just imitating Sabu. It shouldn't be anybody's job to tell him, but unfortunately it falls on somebody and probably falls on you before anybody else. But, yeah, I mean, even back, you know, before, like, Dow Chemical Company or anybody or Gillette or anybody who makes chemicals or products like that, yeah, people didn't necessarily stink back then. They could still, you know, do things to smell good and deodorize themselves.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's just ignoring
that. They have their ways, right?
Maybe he's scared of a vampire and he's carrying garlic everywhere with him. I mean, wouldn't that be something?
I think garlic smells good. Apparently, he's.
I see your area code. You live near Transylvania County.
You get that oniony, garlicky armpit smell that's bad.
Nah, what's wrong with me to say?
This might be the first thing. This year's broken a lot of people.
Garlic would honestly be an improvement.
Yeah.
People are struggling. You can see it. A lot of people are struggling. A lot of people.
Because it seems like this guy, you know, left his own devices, too much time on his hands, started thinking about this stuff.
Yeah.
Saw something.
So you say that is he back at work now because he started off working from home and I guess maybe they're starting it back a little bit and his coworkers are probably
a little bit, yeah. So it's not how it used to be, but once in a while, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And
have you thought about spraying him down while he sleeps? For real, throw some dryer sheets under the Afghan with him. He won't know.
I mean,
or just rub down his armpits with him, maybe.
Yeah. Do you have to say anything?
He's a deep sleeper.
You know how people are these days with each other. They just break it off and just like don't talk to him.
Well, yeah, I mean, she should say something.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just leave
because that's not a good way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, they make those natural deodorants and soaps and all. There's no reason not to bathe.
Yeah. It's extra tricky because we were close to like moving in together is kind of the next thing. We talked about that before, and now I'm like, if this doesn't get fixed somehow, I obviously can't do that myself. So that's why I thought maybe you could help me out because it really is like this has to get fixed or like yeah, I gotta go.
Okay, this is going to be a very personal question. And if I had a dollar every time I've said that one thing, I would have
several dollars.
Bukus. Is this messing up the sex life? When's the last time you laid down with each other?
Let's just say I choose the days that the shower has happened.
Okay.
For that.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, but you don't know when that's going to be.
Well, even the dogs go up and sniff each other before they assume to go do it.
Yeah, they do.
I ain't doing that either.
Mm-mm. Sniffing dogs, it's not the way to
go.
No,
that's cool, but not humans.
You know, just obviously we're making jokes and talking to stuff, but this, I really think that can sometimes be, I know it is, but in this case, maybe a sign of depression because people don't want to ask for help, and a mm-hmm. lot of times, and I'm certainly not making fun of anyone, but you have people who cut their bodies, people that will do things, and they're just waiting for someone to say, talk to me. Like, what's wrong with you?
In a way, abandoning your hygiene is a kind of probably considered a milder form of self-harm.
Yeah, because you just don't give a crap.
Yeah.
You just don't care. And if you care about him... Yeah, I would talk to him more about what's going on in his head instead of what's going on in his armpits. And that sounds really cute, what I just said. But I mean it. I think that's certainly a sign, especially with all the stuff. Any other year, I'd say, no, he's turning into old hippie or something. But right now, I think, you know, is his disposition pretty good? Y'all argue a lot? Anything like that? I'm so country.
Y'all argue
anything like that?
I mean, in general, we agree about stuff like politics and stuff. So, but this has come, I mean, it comes up because, you know, we argued about like the toxicity of products that pretty much everyone uses every day. That's come up like, because he's very insistent that he's leading a healthier lifestyle for this, which is what's so weird about it because.
Yeah.
If you were showering every day and not using hygiene products, maybe that would kind of make sense. But you can't. He should probably shower five times a day if he's going to skip the deodorant. Like,
Yeah, I don't know. What did the people of the olden times, what did they put in their armpits?
I think they had spices. I mean, they had things. I mean, they had the oils and stuff. Towel. Like, I mean, you know, even in the Bible, they talk about anointing people with oils. They talk about essential oils and stuff.
They gave baby Jesus some essential oils on his birth.
Yeah.
For his birthday party.
Been around for a long, long time.
In the summer.
And one of the impractical jokers gave to him.
Have used them. I mean, there's always been ways people have made deodorant type things and soaps and stuff.
Different myrrh. I just looked it up. I think you need to just figure out. Thank you. I think you need to just set him down and say, look, let's talk about some stuff. I realize what's going on here, and if it's more about the message of being natural or whatever, then you speak your piece on that. But it seems like it's a weird kind of cry for help in a way.
You can't be skipping showers, man. We have social standards. You'll be around people.
Yeah.
Maybe he social. Wants people to really socially distance themselves from him, that he's like, God, he smells like death. I don't want to get near him. You know? It could be some kind of barrier.
But tell me, like, when we have this sit-down talk, should I have some natural products on hand and, like, give him a gift and be like, here, I thought you would really like this?
No, I wouldn't.
Is that too much?
I would get in his head before I get into his hygiene.
Yeah, plus, if he's researching all that, he should know that stuff if he's that into it. He should know about some of those things.
Yeah, he's cognizant of it. Therefore, I feel like he just wants you to...
He has to know about, like, the Schmidt deodorants and stuff like that. He's just he's just ignoring that because he's doing this intentionally.
Yeah, and you mentioned that he used to be really into grooming, and now he's not. So you step back and look at it. Maybe he was putting a lot of effort in but wasn't getting an ROI on it with you. I'm not putting the blame on you, but you see what I'm saying? I don't mean it that way. You know, you paint a car because you want to sell it. You know?
His problem is not her fault.
If I ever do comedy, I'm going to give you a free ticket. I really am.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.